From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our gospel program. We will be considering John, the chapter 21, and the verses 15 to 19 today. We only have a few more verses left to study in John's gospel. I have decided to stay with John's writings in our radio Bible study, and we will be turning to the last book of the Bible, the book of the Revelation, when we complete our study of John's Gospel. Maybe you could begin reading your way through that book in preparation for our study of it. Now here is a lovely hymn before we turn to John chapter 21. It's the SMS Singers and their rendition of The Love of God. Our subject this morning, as we look at John chapter 21, the verses 15 to 19, is a question, a command, and some solemn information for Peter. After the meal on the seashore that the Saviour has provided for the disciples, the Lord Jesus turns to Peter and addresses him. He asks him a question, first of all. You will notice that it is a question he repeats three times. There can be little doubt that the threefold question addressed to Peter was intended to bring before his mind his threefold denial of the Lord. The Lord Jesus would have his people learn from their follies. Perhaps some would wish that having been forgiven of our sins, that there would be a complete ignoring by God of the fact that we had ever sinned. It is true that the Lord does remove our transgression and never again recalls them. There is indeed no recalling of the sins of those pardoned by God for the purpose of punishing them. But the Lord would have us learn from our mistakes. That is what is here taking place. Peter is being taught that sin brings into question the love of the Christian for his Saviour. Sin is being spiritually unfaithful to Christ and following after a sinful desire of the heart instead of following him. When we repent and are recovered of our backsliding, Christ would have us affirm unmistakably our love for him afresh. Hence the question that is thrice repeated, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Verses 15 through to 17. There is an additional phrase in the first question, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? This was to remind Peter of his sinful and arrogant self-confidence and his despising of the other apostles. Peter, we are told in Matthew chapter 26 and the verse 33, had scorned the courage of the other apostles while declaring his own. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. The Saviour was bringing home to Peter his own weakness and pressing upon him his own words. How often our boasting comes back to haunt us. To love Christ is the very heart of true Christianity. The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. So said the Saviour in Mark chapter 12 and the verses 29 to 33. Many love their church, their denomination. They love the rituals of religion in which they have been brought up, but in truth, they do not love the Saviour. Test your religion by this question that Christ asks of Peter. Lovest thou me? Peter's answer was a humble but earnest response. Peter was grieved, we read in verse 17, because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. The word grieved is the same word in the original language in which the New Testament was written as the word sorrowful, which is used of Christ's agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. Peter was brokenhearted at the remembrance of his sinful denial of the Master. When he reached that state of heart and soul, then he was ready once more for Christ's service. Secondly, look at the command that is then given to Peter. The Saviour says to Peter, Feed my lambs, feed my sheep. This command is repeated three times. This, again, surely is linked to Peter's threefold denial of the Saviour. Here is Peter being recommissioned for service after his fall through the very public denial of the Lord Jesus. It is a command for every Christian to note. The mark of true love is service. Christ's love for us was evidenced by his undertaking of our redemption. The Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. It is not by saying, but by showing through our labours that we truly demonstrate that we love the Saviour. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion upon him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. 1 John chapter 3, the verses 16 to 18. The highest act of love to Christ that Peter could perform was to do good to those that are the Saviour's flock, scattered throughout the world. This command was not just for Peter, but for all the apostles and for all of God's servants in every age. it is still the command of Christ that his flock be fed and cared for. That with which they must be fed is the bread of life, the word of God. It is the meat and the drink of the soul. The final point I want to make is this. Note the solemn disclosure Christ made to Peter. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldst. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldst not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. Verses 18 and 19. Here the Saviour informs Peter of how he will die. There can be no doubt that this is so, for Peter later wrote, Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, or appropriate, as long as I am in this tabernacle, in this body, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 12 to 14. It is to be noted that the Lord Jesus knows all things, including how it is we will end our days. Peter is told that he will live until he is old, verse 18. He is also told that in his death he would stretch forth his hands, verse 18. This denotes the form of execution that Peter was to suffer. He was to be crucified, just like his master. Again, let it be noted that the Christian's death is intended to honour and glorify God. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. Verse 19. Christian, our dying will be the last opportunity for us on this earth to glorify the Lord. It is worth preparing for even now. To die well, you must live well. Holiness is not something that may be switched on when the approach of death is detected. Holiness of life, like the harvest fields in autumn, takes time to ripen. All too many live as if death does not exist, as if it will never come to their door. Come, it most certainly will, and only those who have made that preparation, commanded us in the gospel, can hope to face it with courage and peace and joyfulness. The gospel says, And this is the record, that God hath given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. 1 John chapter 5, the verses 11 and 12. May you receive Christ today, and so be prepared for death. Remember our program at 3 o'clock today, when we will be playing the first part of a new sermon, which is entitled, Taken by the Hand to Heaven. Please join me then. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.